Welcome to another time of prayer. Today's prayer follows the 1 hour prayer cycle with 12 different components and is based on Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. This is what that passage says. People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them. Let's begin our prayer with praise. Father, I begin my prayer with praise, and I praise you for your all-surpassing greatness. You, God, created all things. Through Jesus, you redeemed all things, and by your Holy Spirit, you sustain all things. And so, like a child, I recognize that you are far greater than I am, and I give you the praise and the honor that you deserve. Father, I take the next few moments to simply rest in your presence, remembering that you have called me your child. As a father has compassion on his children, so you, Lord, have compassion on all those who fear you. Help me to remember that Jesus clearly revealed who you are, a loving father who longs to be with his children. Lord, I rest in your presence now. Lord, just like a child, there are parts of my personality that are still deeply flawed. I still make some of the same bad decisions, even as I try to fight against them. I still give in to temptation. Lord, perhaps there are parts of my life where there are things that I do wrong and I'm not even aware of it. And yet you are gracious toward me, and you're patient with me. During this time, I confess the things that I know to be wrong, and I ask you to guide my heart and my thoughts to become more aware of those places where I do things wrong and don't even know it. Lord, I confess my sin to you. Today, as we pray with Scripture, we use Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16 to guide this part of the prayer. People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. Lord, right now, help us to be mindful of the many things that keep us from prayer, whether that is other people or whether that is our own shame or our own guilt. Bring to our minds the things that so often cause us to avoid this time of prayer. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. Lord, help us to see Jesus as the one who desires for us to be close to you. Help us to remember that Jesus looks at all of those things that keep us from you and that cause us to avoid times of prayer like this, and he is indignant, not with us, but at anything that causes us to avoid you. Help us to see your heart for us, that you love us and you want us to spend time with you. Jesus said to his disciples who were keeping the children away, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." Lord, right now, I pray that you would help me to come to you as a child comes to their parent. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. Lord, as a child is completely dependent on their parents, help us to remember that we ultimately are completely dependent on you. Help me to see myself rightly, right now, as a child who desperately needs you to work in my life. And Jesus took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and he blessed them. Thank you, Lord, that you desire so much to be with me and to bless me. Lord, we know that children often have their own plans, but their day is determined more by their parents' plans for them. And so we come to you during this time of watching with our own concerns, with our own needs, with the people that we already want to pray for. But we enter this time, spiritual observation, in order to become mindful of issues that need our prayer, asking for you to guide us, asking for you to determine our plans. Lord, we ask that you bring to mind specific circumstances to focus on as we pray for others and pray for ourselves during this time. Now, Lord, I intercede on behalf of others, praying for my family, friends, and neighbors. And now, Lord, I make my petition to you, praying for my own desires and needs. Lord, we know that children need to be taught how to say thank you whenever they receive good gifts. And so we take this time to discipline ourselves to be mindful of the good gifts that you have given us and to say thank you. We recognize that all good and perfect gifts come from you. God, we worship you, joining our hearts and our thoughts and perhaps even our voices to the words of this song.
Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Who the sun sets free. Oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
Free at last, he has ransomed me. His grace runs deep. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died.
During this time of meditation, we will think deeply about two passages of Scripture that discuss what it means to be children of God. The first passage is a selection from 1 John chapter 3, and the second passage is a selection from Romans chapter 8. We will listen to these two passages twice and consider what parts of these passages stand out to us today. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. All who have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins, and in him is no sin. No one who lives in him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. All who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins. And in him is no sin. No one who lives in him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are God's children, we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. Father, I take this time to sit and to listen. I ask you to merge what I have heard, what I have prayed, what I have thought during this time. And as a child is restless as they attempt to listen to their parents, I recognize that my heart is restless and my thoughts often wander. Help me to focus, Lord, and help me to be still so that I might hear a word from you. Help me to trust that you indeed want to speak to me. Lord, I close this time once again with praise. And I reflect once again on this passage from Mark chapter 10, that people were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them. Father, I praise you that you have called me your child. Amen. Let it be so. Thank you for joining me for this time of prayer. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.